morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Sunday morning, and we are here to help you to have a great gardening season. And we want to give you an idea of a new plant that if you want to grow in a container in your garden, or you can grow it in a container in a water feature. So if you've got a fish pond or a stream, and you want to grow something that's really going to give you some exciting looking foliage and wonderful flowers, think of the canna. Now, the everyday canna with orange and yellow and red flowers are great. I mean, they've got green leaves, big plants, they're pretty, but the new hybrids that were developed by the Tesla Corporation from Australia and New Zealand, from that part of the world, are fantastic. Multicolors, blacks, and great flowers. And to give you some information about the canna and what you can do, we have Judy Brower, who is joining us this morning, and she's going to tell you all about these wonderful new varieties that they call Tropicana cannas. Good morning, Judy. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning.
Hi. How is everything in Vermont this morning? Starting to get hot?
Everything's great. It's not raining, so that's a really good sign here. That's for sure.
Oh, it's been a crazy, crazy summer.
Yes, it has been. But as it turns out, the cannas love the rain. They're happy to have wet feet. So it's actually been one of the plants I don't even have to worry about with the rain. So those have been great.
Tell us about the Tropicana varieties. We've talked about it before, but this is a new plant. There are three wonderful varieties. So if you could tell our listeners about something different that they could add to their plant collection. And because it's a bulb or a tuber type plant, in the fall, when the frost kills it back, you can dig it, store it in your basement, and replant the following year.
Exactly, exactly. Well, there are three varieties of canna called Tropicana. And the original one, the leaves are multicolored with stripes that are orange and red and green and burgundy. And they're actually really cool looking when the sun shines from behind it. If they're like backlit, it almost looks like a stained glass window. They're really amazing. And if you go on to, if you're in a photo program like Instagram or Pinterest, if you just put in the word Tropicana, it's one of those plants that people love to take photos of because the leaves are so interesting and fun. So that was the original one. And then we added Tropicana Gold, which has gold and green striped leaves, really nice variations there. And then Tropicana Black, which has really dark purple leaves, depending on how much light it gets. The more light it gets, the darker the leaves get. And unlike most plants, the names of the Tropicana varieties are based on their leaf colors rather than their blossoms. A lot of people get that confused, and they think the flowers are black or gold, but the names are based on the color of their foliage.
Yeah, and a lot of people grow cannas, and I mean, you look at the plant; it's nothing exciting. It's just big green leaves, and it's an upright growing plant, has a gorgeous blossom. But for the same money, you can buy variegated foliage that lasts right up until frost to give you the bonus of that colorful foliage. It really stands out in the garden.
Exactly, exactly. And actually, even if it's not blooming, it's really striking. It has such an effect on a planter or something like that. So, and the leaves even work really nicely in cut flower arrangements, too. We've seen people use them for that kind of purpose.
Exactly. Now, when the flower goes by, if we cut back the blooms, will they bloom again?
Yes, they will. I have one right here on my porch that's blooming. It's the Tropicana Black, and each Tropicana variety has a different color flower. So the original one, the one with the multi-striped colored leaves, has a really bright orange blossom. And Tropicana Gold has a really beautiful flower that is really deep orange in the center. And then it has this really cool edging of brilliant yellow all around the border, like a little ruffle around it. And then Tropicana Black has a really darker orange scarlet almost. Sometimes in the certain light, it almost looks coral for their blooms. But once they flower, you can just cut them right back, and they will bloom throughout the whole summer.
Yeah, and they are wonderful. I had some in my garden last year, and that was one of the plants that drew attention. People, they came for the garden tour, and they were all totally amazed at the unique coloration of that foliage. And it's hard to get a plant that will do that. I mean, most of your annuals and perennials have great flowers, but the foliage are the green leaves. But
right.
This, you get the bonus of this multicolored foliage, and it's an absolutely wonderful, wonderful plant. Now, you live in Vermont. I live in Maine. We all have a cold climate. How do they do in a colder climate?
Well, if you have a reasonably warm summer, they'll do really well, even in the coldest climates. Here, I put mine, most of ours are grown in containers. And then in the winter, we bring them inside. We just knock all the dirt off and bring them inside and store them in a cool place. Someplace it stays at least 50 degrees or more, though. If it gets too cold, the bulbs just turn to mush. And you can also plant them in the garden in our climate, and they'll grow pretty tall. We have a neighbor who has one that, surprisingly, this year is almost 4 feet tall in his garden. But again, you have to dig them and bring them indoors if you want to hang on to them.
Yeah, it's one of the bulbs. Yeah, it's just like dahlias.
Exactly.
Or calla lilies, and, you know, they're not winter hardy.
Right.
Yeah, they're not winter hardy. And all I did with mine, I had some in pots. I let the frost hit it. I cut it down to about 6 inches and took the whole container and put it in the floor in my basement. Some I had planted in the garden. I let the frost kill it. And then I dug them up, shook off most of the soil, put them on the floor on some newspaper in the basement, covered it with a little bit of peat moss just so that they wouldn't dry out.
Exactly.
And then in early April, I potted them, and they started to grow. The ones that were already in a pot, I just gave them a good shot of water with a liquid food, and the new shoots came out, and they're beautiful right now.
Yeah, and that's the fun part. It's really easy to keep them going, and if you do have room to take the whole pot in, that's the easiest way. But eventually, they'll outgrow that pot, so because they continue to reproduce. So for the following year, you'd want to take them out of the pot. Otherwise, they'll be bursting right through everything.
Yeah, and that's what I did when I got them started. They started to grow real good. And then when I got ready to put them outside, I upsized the pot about 6 inches, and they've done real, real well. And what I'm going to do next year is I'm going to bring them in the same way, store them in the basement, but when I get ready to get them growing, I'm going to knock them out of the pot, get rid of a lot of the dry soil, and I'm going to divide them and split that clump into two or three new plants. But they are so beautiful, and they'll grow just about any place.
They
now, do
will.
You have and any? Do you have any suggestions about how they can be used in containers?
Yeah, because they're so tall and unusual looking, they're often used in containers as the thriller. You know, people use the whole thriller filler idea. Because they are so bold, they are used as a thriller. And then some people include several different varieties of Tropicana in one container. And then we've seen a lot of award-winning containers that have a really nice mix of some trailing annuals that are considered the spillers, mixed in with some other bushier annuals for fillers. Even something as simple as petunias, lantana, some bright colored, contrasting colored geraniums, sweet potato vine, any of those. It doesn't have to be a real expensive type of thing, just a nice mix of a thriller, a filler, and a spiller. And sometimes it's just nice on its own in a container. You really don't need to add anything to it. The container should be at least 16 to 20 inches in diameter, though, just as we were saying, because they really need a place to spread. Generally speaking, if they're grown in containers, they're a little shorter than if they're grown in the ground. But again, if they start sitting a little straggly, they can just be cut back, and they'll just keep growing all summer long.
Wonderful. Judy, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how to grow them in the garden and where they can find.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bone-Eyed Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bone-Eyed Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Growing an organic garden is possible when you use Dr. Earth Fertilizer with probiotics this year. These natural certified organic plant foods are like nothing else available today because they feed your plants and rebuild the soil at the same time. Healthy soil means healthy plants. Look for Dr. Earth Rosenflower Food, acid-loving plants, vegetables, flowers, and all-purpose fertilizer with probiotics. At a garden center near you, that's Dr. Earth.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Today, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 11, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,282.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,329.11, $664.56 for a half ounce, or $332.28 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,329.11, $664.56, and $332.28.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Sunday, and we are talking with Jody Bauer. She is from the Tesla Plant Company, and it's a company from Australia, New Zealand, and they do a lot of hybridizing. And one of the very unique plants that they have hybridized is the canna. And for a lot of us, we've seen the canna. It grows big. It looks like a corn plant almost. Foliage is, you know, green, nice flower, but not exciting. And what Tesla has done is develop some incredible varieties that look like stained glass. When the sun hits them, they're beautiful. They bloom all summer. And because they're a tuber, they can be stored in your basement around 50 degrees, and they'll come back the following year when you replant them in your garden. Now, how do people use them in the garden? What would be the best place and best use for these wonderful Tropicana cannas?
Well, I think, Paul, it depends on where they're growing them. If they're in a warmer climate, they can put them just about any space because they'll get up to 6 feet tall in the ground, if they're planted in the ground. In our climate, zones, say, 5 and 4, 5 and 6, they don't get quite as tall. So I use them more like a perennial, but mixed in with some of my other annuals, kind of a midway plant halfway into the garden so that you can still see them. And I try to plant them in groups so that more than just one, you know, try to put three or four together. They really have a nice, stunning display with that. I've seen them planted with mixed annuals in the garden, or I have even some in between some of my volcano phlox and flower carpet roses just to add a whole different kind of texture to the garden. Again, in the colder climates, they get maybe 2 to 4 feet tall. This summer, with all of our rain, they may get taller, but they generally, they're kind of nice to just add a little different texture to the garden as well.
Now, where can people go to look at and purchase the Tropicana cannas?
Well, they should be available at most garden centers at this time of year. Some of the larger stores like Home Depot and Lowe's also carry them. And this year we do have them available in smaller quart containers so that it's more affordable to mix and match, buy a couple different varieties and mix and match them in the gardens or in their containers. Those plants are a little smaller, but they come to size really quickly. And again, as you said, they can overwinter them and they'll have even larger plants the next year.
Exactly. Now, is there a website that people can go to on the internet to really view these plants? Because I think once they see these on the internet, they'll be sold, and it's something that they're going to have.
Right. Well, we have a lot of different options for that. Actually, if they just go to our website at www.tesslar.com, and when you get there, you'll see a video link. And if you click on that, there are a number of how-to videos that show how to plant and use Tropicana in containers in different settings. You can also check on the plants page on that website, and I'll have lots of photos. And then we also have a new blog called Your Easy Garden, and that's filled with all sorts of different how-to blog posts. But you'll see there that if you can follow us on Twitter or Pinterest, you can go into a Pinterest site. Our Pinterest site is just youreasygarden.com and Pinterest, and there are tons of photos of Tropicana used in all different settings, so there are a lot of good idea kinds of photos there as well.
And I'll tell you, I have a water garden in my backyard, and I have a 24-inch plastic pot I filled with real soil. You cannot use artificial soil if
right.
you're going to be putting them in a water garden, because it's going to float to the surface, and you'll have perlite and all this stuff.
Right,
it'll be a mess.
Right.
So you buy real dirt type potting soil, or take soil from your garden, pack it in, give them a chance to get well established, and then slowly set it in your garden pond or garden stream, and I'll tell you, it is striking in a water garden.
It really is. It's just magic. And if you have a couple goldfish in there, kind of the contrast between those leaves and the goldfish, it's really beautiful. It's a nice mix, for sure.
It really is. So if you get a chance, check out the website, www.tesslar.com, and it's spelled TESSELAAR. Jody, thank you. We really appreciate your time on Sunday. Bye-bye now. I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite. Do you have mold and mildew problems in your home and basement? How about in your garden? Well, the cure for both is Shoe Mold by Linwood Labs. And it's all natural. How about that? All natural. Are insects like flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and no-seams getting into your home through the screen door and windows? Stop them with screen and surface insect spray. And it works for up to 4 weeks. Screen and surface and Shoe Mold will keep your house free of insects and mold problems this summer.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and if we can help you, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Consider this canna that we've been talking about. It is absolutely fabulous. And if you're looking for something that's going to get big or to put in like a whiskey barrel in the center, they're fabulous. And the color. And if you live in a brightly lit area with a lot of sun, it does look like stained glass. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Barbara from New Hampshire with a question about moles.
Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. It's a beautiful morning in the gardens this morning.
It sure is. Nice and dry, no humidity,
hey, listen,
and it's not raining.
I have the most gorgeous flower garden in my lower field. My husband and I put it together probably 5 or 6 years ago. It comprised of compost, cow manure, good loam. It's the most beautiful soil that you could ever see. And that's my garden that I have my oriental lilies, my blue hydrangeas, my day lilies. This is my problem. The moles throughout the winter chewed away my beautiful oriental lily bulbs. They chewed a lot of the hydrangea roots. So the blue hydrangeas, the endless summers, half the plants were dead. So, looking for your expertise on how to deal with that little issue.
Well, it's not a little issue, and I know what you're going through because I had the same problem a few years ago. I had covered my perennial beds before the ground froze because I was busy. I cleaned them. I covered them with some pine needles. And in the bed, I had over 100 varieties of daylilies. And when spring came and I raked off the pine needles, there were baby moles and adult moles all over the place. And they had, like you, eaten the root system underground.
Right.
Now, the best way and the best product that I found to control moles is, the name of the product is called Mole Max, M-O-L-E-M-A-X.
Okay.
And it comes as a granular product that you would put down with your spreader, or a liquid that has a built-in sprayer. You attach it to your hose, and when you turn on the faucet, it pulls the product out of the container, mixes with the hose water, and you can spray your garden. Now, what they have found, and they found it just by accident, that the most effective way to get the moles out of a planting bed or in your lawn is with castor oil. So the active ingredients in Mole Max is castor oil. And what happens is this. If they go in the garden, they start to eat some of the roots of your perennials, and you've got castor oil in the soil, they will start to eat the roots that contains the castor oil. They don't like the taste of it. It gets on their fur, makes it sticky. And because it feels sticky, just like a cat or a dog, they clean themselves by licking their body to get the sticky oil off of them. When they do that, castor oil is a laxative. It gives them the runs. They get diarrhea. And as small as the brain is on this mole or voles, they will not continue to go into that flower bed or in the garden, because they know that every time they go in there and they eat, they end up getting sick. They'll get cramps, they'll get diarrhea, and it's not a pretty sight, and they will stay away from it. So what I would do is I would spray it now, and then in September, I would do it again. And put it down, put your sprinkler on to wash it into the soil where the moles and the voles are going, and it will take care of them. Now, a mole will eat grubs and under insects in the ground. And if it's a Japanese beetle grub, it will have some of the castor oil on it. So when they eat the grub, it will get a stomach problem, and it will leave the area. A vole is a vegetarian. So think of vole for vegetables. So they eat plant parts.
Okay.
Like bulbs, like tubers,
yep.
Like a fibrous root system of daylilies. So, but the Mole Max will take care of both moles and voles. You've got a powdered product that you can put down with a spreader for your lawn. If they're digging in your lawn and making mounds of soil, but for the garden, I prefer that you use the liquid, because you can get it on there working quicker, water it in thoroughly, and it will drive them out of the bed, because everything that they eat will make them sick. It doesn't hurt them. It just gives them the runs. And eventually they get the idea that I better get out of here because everything I eat, I get sick. It's found at your local nursery or garden center, feed and grain stores, and it works wonderful.
Beautiful. The other question I had for you is I have quite a few hybrid daylilies, but I also have affectionately called ditch lilies in one particular garden.
That's the orange ones?
The orange ones.
Yeah.
And they're popping up in gardens that I never planted them in. And I'm just trying to figure out how to get those under control so that, you know, they don't, because they're very aggressive and they seem to take over areas versus the other daylilies aren't as aggressive. Any tips on how they're getting spread throughout my gardens without my planting them there?
The thing that's happening is the wild type orangey with a kind of a brown eye on it.
Mm-hmm.
That you'll actually see growing on the side of the road. I mean, they're beautiful plants. But the problem is, if you have them in the same area as your hybrids, the yellows, the pinks, the purples, the reds, and all the fancy varieties that we have today, the bees will take the pollen from the orange and transport it, to your hybrids. Now, if the pollination is done properly, your daylily will make a seed pod. And if the seed pod remains on the plant, dries, and the seeds fall to the ground, there's going to be at least 50% of the seeds that have ripened that will be orange. And as you said, they're more aggressive. They grow a lot faster. So the thing that you have to say to yourself, every time you go into the garden to water a weed, if you see a pod on your hybrid daylilies, remove the pod. And as soon as the stem is empty of buds, take off the stem of your hybrid daylilies just to be sure that the orange, the wild one, doesn't get into your hybrids, because they will quickly take over the garden, choke out all of the fancy varieties, all of the unique colors, some that are ruffled, bicolors, triple colors.
And I have them all.
Yeah.
So that's obviously that's my concern, because, you know, that's a big investment, and you know.
Yeah. And I tell you, if you don't keep removing the seed pods that form, and you don't get the dead stems out in a 3 to 4 year period, all of your fancy daylilies, Barbara, will all be gone, and your whole garden will turn orange.
Okay. So really what I should do is take the ditch lilies out permanently.
Yeah, I mean, if it was me and I had a lot of fancy hybrid daylilies and I had a few clusters of orange ditch lilies around, I'd get them out.
Yep.
Why bother? Why take a chance that they're going to create problems? There are a lot of great perennials that you can put in that ditch that will give you color, that will give you flowers. Stay away from a potential problem, because you could lose your entire collection of fancy daylilies in just a matter of 2 to 3 years.
Beautiful. And the other thing I wanted to mention, you had a gentleman on talking about deer in his garden. This year, my husband has been putting down the milagonite every 2 to 3 weeks. And knock on wood, we're going to have strains this year. We're going to have all the vegetables that the deer decided to eat last year. So it's a great product, and it seems to be working.
I'll tell you, milagonite is the oldest natural organic fertilizer in the country. It comes from Milwaukee. It is sewage sludge from the sewage treatment plant. They clean it up. They heat it so that it's totally, totally sterilized. Okay? And it's been used for lawns for years and years, but it contains a little bit of human waste. But the human waste has been cooked. So you don't have to worry about any diseases because of the human waste that's in it. It has been totally sterilized, totally cooked in ovens to kill any microbes or bacteria. But the one thing that it does retain is the scent of human waste, which you will not smell. The deer will smell it. It's not labeled for that. But I'll tell you, I've had a lot of people who have a garden, and a big garden, and it gets to be costly to buy these animal repellents in small containers. And like you, they've taken, you buy them a Loganite in a 50-pound bag. You sprinkle a line all the way around your vegetable garden, and if there's any particular vegetables that they favor, sprinkle it at the base of the plant, and they will not go in that garden. And I asked the people at Milloganite why they don't label it for deer. Their answer for me is, Milloganite is run by the city of Milwaukee, and they just don't have the funds to run the tests to put it on the label. You know it works. I know it works. And if you've got a big garden or you're being attacked by deer on the shrubs and trees, sprinkle Milloganite. They'll stay. Dr. C's Jungle Juice is a concentrated liquid organic plant food that when applied will make your lawn greener and increase your sod strength. Jungle Juice will also help you grow larger and more nutritious vegetables as well as brighter, healthier flowers. And you can find Dr. C's Jungle Juice at your local garden center or on the internet at www.drcsgarden.com. Vitamins for your plants. Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito killer because they are deadly to mosquitoes but won't harm people, fish, pets, birds, and other wildlife. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, or wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite. Each mosquito dunk will kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center near you. 22 years ago, a small Canadian company called Environmental Factor decided to protect the earth one lawn at a time. Their research team tested hundreds of new materials and organic products to make your home safe for your family and pets, but gentle on the environment. GrubBuster will give you a lawn and garden free of Japanese beetle grubs, fleas, and cutworms without chemicals. GrubBuster is beneficial nematodes. Mother Nature's natural defense system that works. That's GrubBuster. If you're opening up your camp, cottage, or camper and you smell mold and mildew, it's time to treat the surface with the all-natural shoe mold from Linwood Labs. Musty basements or even mold growing on your plants is no match for shoe mold spray, and it works fast. Safe to use on rugs, curtains, furniture, and all surfaces. That's all natural shoe mold. Also look for screen and surface insect spray to keep your insects off the screen door and windows. It will last up to 4 weeks.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The Paul Parent Garden Club on this beautiful Sunday. Oh, get outside, pick some flowers. Your perennial gardens must be full of different types of daisies and flowers. Cut a bouquet, bring them in the house, and enjoy. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Diana from Wells, Maine, with a question about blue spruce.
Diana, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. I have a question. I have an umbrella-shaped blue spruce that has developed a shoot out of nowhere. And what can I do about this shoot? And can I save it, or do I have to just toss it?
The shoot is coming from the tree itself or from the ground?
From the tree itself.
Okay. And it's not coming out of the center. It's growing out of one side of it?
Correct.
Okay. What you really need to do, Diana, is you need to cut that shoot out.
Okay.
Because what's going to happen is if you allow it to continue to grow, it will actually grow into a second leader. And instead of having a nice conical-shaped tree, you'll have something that will fork, and you'll have two leaders on it.
Oh, dear.
So you'll lose the shape. But that's not the worst. Because it's growing at an angle, it is very likely to catch heavy, wet snow during the winter months. And if it does, it's going to bend and tear away from the plant, and now you've got a big gouge in the side of your plant that diseases can get inside and insects can get inside. So whenever you see this sucker develop, take it right out, and that way you'll keep a nice conical shape, and you won't have to worry about winter damage because this branch is not growing straight.
Well, thank you. My second question is, I have a spiral evergreen that's doing the same thing, and it's nowhere near the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So I handle it the same way?
Yeah, you handle it the same way. Spiral evergreens are plants like, it could be arborvitae, it could be dwarf Alberta spruce, different types of junipers, and as they were growing in the nursery, they would take hand shears and they would prune it to give you this corkscrew shape to the plant that gives you a lot of interest. So what's happened is you need to say to yourself, every year in March or early April, if I want to keep that appearance of a corkscrew shape plant, I need to prune the plant in that little indentation to keep that appearance. So what's happened is now the plant is saying, well, I'm getting pruned. I'm going to try and make up for it, and it will make a huge side shoot. They will do the same thing as your blue spruce.
Oh.
And again, get your pruners, get your loppers, cut it out, and bring the plant to the same appearance. And with yearly prunings, you can keep it to the same size. You can let it get bigger and just continue to prune that little indentation to give you that corkscrew appearance, or even a topiary type appearance. But it's got to be pruned, fertilized, and anything that grows crazy looking. I have a weeping cherry, for example. Grows like a big umbrella. And every year, out of the top, I'll get some shoots that will grow straight up. And what it is the plant trying to revert back to being an upright growing plant instead of a weeping plant.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that grows straight out, when it gets done blooming, I take them all out. I keep my nice umbrella, and the plant doesn't look crazy.
Thank you. My last question is fruit flies. How do I get rid of them?
Inside the house or outside?
Inside.
Inside the house. The only way that you're going to get rid of fruit flies, and up until now, we've had nothing. I want you to go to Dr. C. Garden. And it's D-R-C-S Gardens, GARDENS.com. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. C's Garden. Oh, no, it's not. It's Summit. Summit Chemical.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for